Inside Racing.
And you've got another edition of Off to the Races. I am your host, Mike Bozich, welcoming you to this beautiful Saturday morning program. And we have got a great, great show lined up for you here today. Ronnie Renton Jr. and Braxton Boyd, a pair of good young drivers, will be joining us here on the program. And coincidentally, they were the 1-2 finishers in last weekend's Pepsi North America Cup. Outstanding. Great job by both of those young individuals, both with Ohio ties, and we are going to be hearing from Ronnie Renton Jr. and Braxton Boyd coming up here in just a few minutes. But first of all, as always, we want to thank our fine sponsors here on the program today. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the good folks at the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down, Tuba Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Boy, so excited about this show here today. A couple of great young drivers. Ronnie Renton Jr., of course, one of the leading drivers at Northfield Park over the years past. He's been doing a lot of driving at the Meadows, just on the other side of the border in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But he's going to be joining us to talk about his win in the Pepsi North America Cup. And I do believe that is his first Grand Circuit win. So we're going to talk to him about that. And how about driver Braxton Boyd with a second place finish at odds of greater than 50 to 1? On Madden Oaks. It was a tremendous stretch drive. If you haven't had a chance to see the race, boy, I recommend that you do so. It's going to go down as one of the greatest harness races in the history of the sport. I promise you that. So we look forward to speaking to them two young gentlemen coming up here in just a few minutes. Well, listen, it's a great, great Saturday morning, and we've got exciting harness racing action upcoming, not only countrywide, but in the state of Ohio. The fair season getting underway, the two-year-olds getting underway. But I'll tell you what, you are going to want to keep it locked in to Off to the Races over the next several weeks as we break down some of Ohio's greatest pacers and trotters, as they're going to do battle for some pretty sizable purses coming up. We have got Ronnie Renton Jr. coming up next on Off to the Races. Stick around.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And we're back on Off to the Races. Mike Bozich here. You've got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by driver Ronnie Renton Jr., winning driver of Blueprint in the Pepsi North America Cup. Ronnie, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Just on my way over to the Meadows to race some horses. And, yeah, it was a really good weekend, the past weekend here.
Boy, right back to the grind. You win the Pepsi North America Cup, and then the next day after, you're right back on the road to the Meadows to drive overnight horses, and no rest for the wicked, my friend.
No, this time of year it gets pretty busy, and I got quite a few horses in today for Ron Burke, and he expects me to be there. But, I was able to have last Sunday off for Father's Day, which is pretty cool. I think it was the first Father's Day I had off since my oldest was born, and he's six. So I was able to go back to Michigan and see some family and hang out by the pool. So it was a pretty enjoyable Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ronnie, certainly a long, long way from Michigan as far as your career has gone. It's been one heck of a ride so far. And you're a young guy. You still got about, 40 years left in you. But, let's go back to that Pepsi North America Cup race. I've seen a lot of harness racing. And I'll tell you, there on very few occasions, the more harness races that you watch, on very few occasions, you can go back and say, man, that was a hell of a race. But I'll tell you what, that was an instant classic. Any kind of terminology you got to describe it, it was just an unbelievable race. Take us through that race, take us through the early stages, how things kind of developed, and just as the race progressed.
Obviously the horse has raced amazing, and I think he showed the world that, he's a great horse that night. I think people were aware of him, but I don't think everyone was aware of what he could do, and maybe I wasn't even aware of what he could do, because I never had to really bottom him out and just use him. I was able to kind of race him well within himself most of the season. But when I had post four, I had early position on the other couple favorites, the five and six, and I knew to kind of hold position on them. And I thought a couple more horses would leave on the outside, and they didn't. And I think that made Braxton's decision pretty easy to try to make a move to the lead. And I either was going to have to sit and come first over slower or try to power move to the lead. And, I decided on that. And, he showed that he was a great horse.
We're on an Ohio radio station here, and we're going to talk about a couple of Michigan boys do good. So we might not be on the air for much longer in the state.
Okay, I'm a proud Michigander, so I have no problem talking about it.
No question about it. But you know what, Ronnie, I'll tell you what, it was honestly one of the most emotional wins, I think. And I know there had to be a lot of things going through your head, as you're on that long trip back to the winner's circle. It's kind of a career coming to a climax, certainly for your young career. Just a lot of things I know had to be going through your head, especially wearing that green armband, large and proud.
Yeah, it's a really surreal feeling, almost an out-of-body experience, coming back to the winner's circle, and the reality setting in that I actually got the job done. Early in the week, I think every driver going into that race, especially the guys that have never won it before, they kind of just, daydream a little bit about what it'd be like to actually get the job done. And, when it was setting in that, I did get the line first and I got there, it was emotional. I was just happy to get the job done for anyone that's really supported me throughout my career, let alone all the owners and the horse itself. That horse is a great horse. He deserves to be recognized, and it was a big win for him. And my late buddy Hunter Myers passed away a couple months ago. I do wear the green band in his honor, and who knows, maybe he helped me get there the last couple feet.
Talking about that stretch drive, Madden Oaks coming up the inside, and of course you were right alongside of him, and it seemed like, at least from the camera point of view, that Madden Oaks did have the lead there for a couple of seconds. This is maybe kind of a stupid question, so to speak, but were you kind of nervous when Madden Oaks came up the inside, or did you really have confidence that Luprint was going to turn him away?
Coming around the last turn, just past the three-quarter pole, I started watching out of the corner of my eye. I was where are the closers at? I knew we were going pretty strong fractions, and eventually they were going to, be coming, and my horse was going to tire, and I didn't really see anybody. And then my horse kind of drifted out because, there are strong fractions, and sometimes horses will drift out a little bit when they get tired, and that kind of allowed Braxton to come up the rail. And to be honest, going into the race, I knew his horse raced great in the elimination. But I do think he was probably overlooked a little bit. And I don't know if people thought, I don't even know if I thought that that horse could do that 2 weeks in a row. And when he kind of came up the rail, and he did go by me, it definitely wasn't the angle. He went by me And then for my horse to fight back just shows like what kind of horse he is, because, you know, I've driven 30 some thousand races, and usually when a horse gets past that late, they don't come back and win. You know, so it was pretty awesome.
Visiting with driver Ronnie Wren Jr., winning driver of Blueprint in the Pepsi North America Cup. Ronnie, I know you and Braxton kind of had some friendly words there at the wire and a little bit beyond the wire as you guys pumped the fist. Can you kind of share that moment that you shared with Braxton with us?
Yeah, sure. You know, like, I'm friends with Braxton. He's quite a bit younger than me. I think he might be 20. I'm not even sure how old he is. He's at least 15 years younger than me. And I used to drive a lot for his dad. Back in Michigan, and I remember going to the Michigan Fairs, and his dad announced a lot of the fraternity races and stuff like that. And then just for everything to come full circle and race against him, and, you know, what was, you know, my biggest race of my career, and, you know, at this moment, his biggest race, and for him to finish second and with a long shot and put the horse in a good position to win was pretty cool. And, like, honestly, at the wire, like, he was so happy. For a second, I thought I won the race, and I was pretty confident I did, but he was, like, so ecstatic. I was like, well, maybe he won. But that was just cool to see that, you know, he was that happy about being second and happy for me and, you know, everything that went into that race, you know, like honoring Hunter and all the everything else that went with it.
Now, Ronnie, obviously you're driving a lot of nice horses at the Meadows, you know, certainly one of the top drivers there. And as you mentioned off the air, you have been driving stakes at Northfield and a couple other places. Do you kind of see this as a springboard to your career, maybe to get more involved in some Grand Circuit drives? Are you just kind of happy with the way things are rolling right now?
Maybe. I mean, I'm definitely happy with just how things are. And, you know, someone asked me that yesterday in an interview, and, you know, the last 5 years, at least, you know, I'm kind of set up here in the Midwest. I raced at the Meadows, raced in Northfield and, you know, Kentucky and Southern Ohio and even Indiana. I'll travel a little bit, but, you know, it's kind of where I'm based out of. And, you know, I get to drive nice sire stake horses, good overnight horses. And, you know, I got a house and a family. So it's kind of hard to just jump up and go anywhere and everywhere like a lot of the catch drivers do. But with that said, you know, it's pretty easy to hop in a plane these days. And you know, if I get opportunity other than Blueprint, like, you know, I think I'd be more than willing to commit to it. Like, I mean, it's just a different kind of feeling to win a race like that, and it's pretty special. And then, you know, it's almost seems like a something that you could definitely not get used to in a good way. So, yeah, I guess to say, you know, if opportunity presented itself, I would be more than willing to take advantage of it.
Ronnie, one final question for you. And usually we ask on this show the horseman this at the beginning of the interview, but, you know, being you had the big win, we're kind of digressing here, and we're going to make this kind of your last question. Now, you've had humble beginnings in Michigan, obviously. You know, I used to call it Hazel Park and called a lot of winning races that your dad drove in and trained in. And kind of tell us about those early days in Michigan. Did you kind of get that harness racing bug straight out of the gate?
You know, a lot of people assumed that, you know, when I was just a young boy, like, I was around it, and I was around it for a while, but then my dad got out of the business, and, you know, I got involved with school and sports and college, and then when I was in my early years of college, I was working for my Uncle Pete Wren, and, you know, kind of got back involved in the racing, and, you know, then I would go down to Hazel Park, and I think you were still there announcing then, and yeah, I kind of just took it and ran with it. And just, you know, like, yeah, the early years were not that easy because, you know, I was kind of like a late bloomer because during my teenage years and I wasn't really involved. So, you know, I kind of had to relearn everything quickly. But, you know, it's been really enjoyable. And, you know, I do think about like moments like going back to Sports Creek Raceway or racing at Hazel Park overnights and for cheap purses. And, you know, then like driving in the North American Cup and winning it. It's just kind of a crazy moment, but, you know, I'm kind of proud of myself to be able to accomplish it, and, you know, hopefully it's more good things to come.
Yeah, certainly a far cry from Sports Creek in the wintertime, huh? Boy, it got cold over there, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
All right, well, Ronnie, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us, man. Congratulations on one heck of a win. And I'll tell you, if you guys out there listening have not had a chance to see that race, get on YouTube and do it. It was an instant classic, just one of the great, great harness races, I think, of all time. Ronnie, we certainly appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good day, bud.
That was the voice of Ronnie Wren Jr., winner of the Pepsi North America Cup with the great Blueprint. We look to see them, that tremendous tag team, on the Grand Circuit coming up the entirety of this 2025 campaign. Still a lot left to come on this edition of Off to the Races. When we come back, the second place finisher in the Pepsi North America Cup, driver Braxton Boyd. You got Off to the Races on Y96.7 WDLR AM 1270.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And welcome back to Off to the Races, my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by Braxton Boyd. Braxton, that heartbreaking second place finish with Mad Noakes in one of the, like we talked about off the air, it's going to go down, I think, as one of the greatest races in harness racing history. Braxton, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Braxton, let's talk a little bit about that race. And first of all, I've heard so many compliments. You know, first of all, you had to overcome post number 10. But listen, that was a, you know, you got off the gate really well. And I can tell you kind of had that attitude. Listen, you're either going to go or you're not.
Yeah. You know, once we drew post 10, it was kind of like, well, we know we're not getting away 10th. So we're going to just, you know, we don't know how many chances we're going to have in a race like this. So I knew, you know, we were going to try to figure it out one way or the other. But getting away 10th was the last thing on the bingo card.
Yeah, no question about it. So let's go through the race. So you take the lead, and then Ronnie Wren comes around with Blueprint, and then you guys are 1-2. And, you know, the outer flow was, I mean, it was there, but it really never kicked into gear. And then at the top of the stretch, you know, I, from our vantage point, of course, watching on the big screen back here in PA, you know, I saw you chomping at the bit, and I'm saying, wow, this is going to be a horse race coming down the stretch. Tell us about the race as it unfolded in your eyes.
As I was just kind of floating him out of there the first eight steps, and, you know, my horse has so much ability. It's unbelievable. When you're floating him, it's like leaving the gate with a different horse, you know. So it was just kind of floating there, and I kind of looked to my left, and I could kind of see that there was no really other option than kind of heading to the front, because if I was going to try to get too cute and try to find the right helmet, I was just going to be parked three or four wide. And, you know, I was supremely confident in my horse, really. So I just kind of pressed. Once I kind of floated around there, I was almost halfway there, so I kind of pressed him to the front. He really cleared pretty easily. And then, you know, my horse is still a little green yet. That was like his eighth lifetime start, I believe. And as I, you know, I was up front, he was going along well, and then he kind of got a little green on me, which probably was the best thing that ever happened, because it gave Ronnie confidence enough to move. And then we're following the best horse in the race.
And, you know, around the last turn when Ronnie was having to go that much to try to keep the lead, you know, I was licking my chops, let's just put it that way. And, you know, I would have been real interesting to see if I could have slid to the right, because that's really the way the horse wanted to go. But, you know, once I went left, you know, we still almost got him. So can't complain too much. What an effort my horse put forth.
You know, you guys came right down to the wire, you and Ronnie Wren Jr., and right after the race was over at the wire, you know, you guys had some real friendly words, and then, of course, you guys did the fist pump shortly after the wire. Can you kind of give us an insight on what kind of the exchange was at that time between you and Ronnie?
You know, kind of before the race a little bit, Ronnie was showing me his new helmet. He got Hunter Meyer's initials put in the back of him, put in the back of the helmet. And, you know, it, you know, I didn't know Hunter too well, but, you know, I have the same job as him. And we had met a couple times, and we wear very similar colors. I'm pretty sure our colors were almost exactly identical, except for I have stars on my shoulders. And I think his was just blank. But, you know, that was just a lot of fun, because, you know, I'm sure he was out there with Ronnie because that was his good friend, and he might have helped him hold me off. And, you know, I knew that meant a lot to him, Ronnie. And we've always known Ronnie since I was a kid. Ronnie used to drive a lot of my dad's horses when I was, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, going to the races with dad. Ronnie won us a lot of races.
Yeah, certainly did. And, of course, I remember, you know, his father calling some of his wins at Hazel Park. And, of course, I remember your dad very, very well. We, listen, we tag team a couple of super nights at Hazel Park, and it was always great working with your dad. And you know, your dad, I know, one of the first things I said to one of the judges when I got to work on Sunday morning, I said, you know, his dad was probably up all night cheering and hooping and hollering. You know, was there any kind of, what was kind of the advice that your dad had to give you, if any?
All the advice my dad was giving me before the race was probably bad, but he was more nervous than me. So he was like, you know, just get a check. I'm like, screw that. Let's try to win this thing, you know? And, you know, it was quite awesome to have him there. Actually, I caught a video on Twitter of the horses coming down the lane, and you could vividly hear my dad screaming in the background. It was a heck of a lot of fun to have him there, that's for sure. It was a very special moment for him, and probably the best Father's Day gift I could ever give him. Hopefully it could be the gift that gives again at some point in my career.
Visiting with driver
get it done.
There you go. Visiting with driver Braxton Boyd, second place finish with Big Long Shot Madden Oaks in the Pepsi North America Cup. Going to go down as one of the greatest races in harness racing history, I do believe. And Braxton, let's talk a little bit about the younger days now. I know, you know, your dad's still very influential in the state of Michigan in the sport of harness racing. And of course, harness racing's really gone on tough times there. But, you know, your dad has really been active legislatively, has really drummed up a lot of support that way for the sport in Michigan. But tell us a little bit about your younger days. And, you know, we kind of asked Ronnie the same question. Did you kind of get the harness racing bug bit into you early?
Basically, from the moment I popped out of the womb, I knew I was going to do something with horses. I always wanted to be a driver, but, you know, it's kind of like probably one of the tougher things to get into in this business, because it's just hard to get people that work all week to give you faith, to give you chances, believe in you. When they spend all their money all week and you only get 2 minutes with them, you know, it's kind of a high pressure situation. It used to be. It's a lot more natural now, but just growing up with my dad, you know, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and he was the best teacher I could ever imagine. And, you know, he forced me, you know, after right once I got done with my second year of college, he said, well, if you want to do it, you better go work for somebody. So, you know, because he's like, I don't know everything, that's for certain. And I do, it's, hard to only learn from one person. So, you know, I went and worked for an old horseman from Michigan called Gene Miller for a year, and then worked for a couple other people out in California. I actually had like three jobs when I was out there just trying to do everything I could to get a catch drive. And, you know, it just kind of, once I got to Florida, it kind of just started all falling into place between Florida and Tioga, started getting a lot of work, and kind of just took off from there. And progressively, we've just kind of moved up every year, and hopefully we can just keep doing that.
All right. Well, listen, Braxton, we certainly appreciate you joining us. And by the way, anybody that's on social media and a follower of Jessica Hallett, she had an opportunity to put the video up of you with the helmet cam. Braxton, I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet, but it's one of the greatest watches, I think, certainly of the year and in a long time. It really captures the raw emotion of what goes on in a stakes race like that. So anybody that's out there, follow Jessica Hallett on social media and watch that video. It's awesome. That whole darn race was awesome. That was just an awesome spectacle, an awesome moment in the sport of harness racing. And like I said, probably 100 times during the course of this program, that is going to go down as one of the best races in harness racing history. Boy, another half hour flew by and off to the races, and we wouldn't be here without these very special people. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also, the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Carrington, Tua Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them at cashmans.com. Special thanks to our guests. Special thanks to you, the listener. We'll see you next Saturday with a 9:30 a.m. start time. Have a good week, everybody.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.